so I'll try to keep it under 45. I'd like to welcome everybody here tonight for a concert. Thank you very much to the band. To the children, on the 21st of October, we're having a trunk or treat from what, 4 to 6? I actually remembered something. 4 to 6 for paint pumpkins, tons of candy. Come, I don't care if you need all the candy you want, go home. So we'll enjoy our concert and have a few fun.
Thank you and good evening, and welcome to our concert. Tonight, you will hear a variety of music from patriotic to jazz to rock and roll. Plus, you'll hear a special number by some talented young musicians we brought here tonight. Our first selection, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, was in honor of the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. As many of you know, it was on Halloween in 1517 that Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door at Wittenberg. Luther was condemned for these Protestant views by Pope Leo X, and it was while in exile around 1529 that Martin Luther wrote what is called by many the Battle Hymn of the Reformation. After that, we played music from the recent movie series about a popular comic book character. Captain America first came on the scene in the 1940s as a patriotic super soldier who often fought the Axis powers of World War II. Our selection tonight came from the 2011 movie and was composed by Alan Silvestri, an American composer and conductor who also produced music for the blockbusters such as Back to the Future, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and Forrest Gump. Next, we continue with the patriotic theme with a favorite from George M. Cohan. Yankee Doodle Boy was written for the 1904 Broadway musical Little Johnny Jones about a fictional American jockey who rides a horse named Yankee Doodle in the English Derby. The song was later performed by James Cagney in the 1942 film Yankee Doodle Dandy and is routinely featured at patriotic celebrations. The enduring popularity of the song is reflected by the American Film Institute, who listed it as number 71 on their AFI's 100 Years, 100 Songs. Get ready to tap your toes as we proudly play Yankee Doodle Boy by George M. Cohan. We continue with the patriotic theme with a special number. Please welcome students from the Franklin Community Middle School.
Thank you.
Thank you, students. A lot of time and work went into that. We could tell. It was wonderful. Henry Mancini is a name familiar to many. He wrote some of the most memorable tunes of the modern era, ranging from big band to light classical to pop. His best-known works include the theme from the Pink Panther film series, Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's, and the theme to the Peter Gunn television series. Over his vast career, he recorded more than 90 albums and won 20 Grammys and 4 Oscars. The Peter Gunn theme won Mancini the first Grammy Award for Album of the Year. Next, we are proud to play a medley of Mancini's tunes, including his Baby Elephant Walk, Moon River, and the jazzy themes from Peter Gunn and the Pink Panther. Get ready to enjoy some Mancini magic. Thank you. can you tell we like that one? Now we have a little change from what's printed in your program, but next we are going to get sentimental with the country classic, The Green, Green Grass of Home, written in 1965 by Claude Curley Putnam Jr. and recorded in 1966 by the legendary Tom Jones. That recording reached number one in the UK and number 11 on the US Billboard Pop chart. Sit back and enjoy The Green, Green Grass of Home. Next, we rev things up a bit with the high-energy hit Splish Splash by rocker Bobby Darin in 1958. This song launched Darin's singing career and became the number one hit record. Darin, whose signature song was the Grammy Award-winning Mack the Knife, had his promising career cut short by his premature death from a heart condition in 1973 at age 37. Here is Splish Splash. One of the best-known jazz periods is the swing era from the 1930s and 40s. At this point, rhythms loosened up, beats had a more perceptible forward momentum, and music became more flowing. Thus was born the term swing. This period produced many well-known tunes and led to the development of what we know as the big bands. Our next selection is the 1941 big band song, Chattanooga Choo Choo, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren, and first performed by Glenn Miller and his orchestra in the movie Sun Valley Serenade. After that, we continue down the tracks with another classic swing tune. Sentimental Journey was recorded in 1945 by Les Brown and his Band of Renown, with Doris Day as vocalist. The song's release coincided with the end of World War II in Europe and became the unofficial homecoming theme for many veterans. The song later became something of a standard with jazz artists and was recorded by many, including Buck Clayton with Woody Herman, Ben Sidran, and Rosemary Clooney. All aboard the Chattanooga Choo Choo as we take a sentimental journey.
Thank you.
Next, we have a special romantic song written in 1946 by Jack Lawrence. Beyond the Sea has been recorded by numerous artists, but the one by Bobby Darin in 1959 is probably the best known, reaching number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 15 on the U.S. R&B chart. Here is a jazz ensemble arrangement of Beyond the Sea, featuring our spectacular saxophone section with special help from our students.
Thank you.
We close our concert this evening with a medley of songs from one of the longest-running and most successful rock groups in American history. Chicago, self-described as a rock and roll band with horns, is also one of the world's best-selling groups of all time, having sold more than 100 million records with 23 gold, 18 platinum, and 8 multi-platinum albums. They have had 5 number one albums on the Billboard 200 and 19 top 10 singles on the Billboard Hot 100. The band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2016, and original band members Peter Cetera, Robert Lamb, and James Pankow were elected to the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2017 for their songwriting efforts as members of Chicago. Our medley includes their hit songs Make Me Smile, Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is, Saturday in the Park, and 25 or 6 to 4. We hope you enjoy the medley, Pop and Rock Legends, Chicago.
Thank you. Jesus.